Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a dubwise call and response riff that saturates into this deep jungle atmosphere inside Ableton Live 12. And the key idea here is simple, but powerful. The vocal is not the star on its own. The vocal is the trigger. The response is the payoff. That shift in mindset is what makes this feel like real drum and bass language instead of just a loop with a vocal pasted over it. We want that alive in the room feeling, like the track is speaking back to itself through a sound system. Short vocal calls, dirty delays, thick response hits, lots of space, and a groove that keeps moving forward at 170 to 174 BPM. So let's build it like a conversation. First, get your foundation in place. Start with the drums. You want a strong DNB pocket before you even think about the vocal. Drop in a break loop, warp it cleanly, then layer a kick and snare if the loop needs more body. Keep the low end clear. If the break is eating into your kick or sub, high pass it lightly, somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz, just enough to make space. This is one of those spots where restraint pays off. If the drums are too busy, the vocal and the response won't have room to speak. If the groove is too static, the dub movement won't hit with enough life. So aim for something rolling, supportive, and spacious. Think of the drums as the floor the whole conversation stands on. Now bring in your vocal. And for this style, don't reach for a huge capella phrase. Keep it short, keep it rhythmic, and keep it characterful. Two or three words is often enough. Come again. Watch it. Ready? Anything with attitude and clear rhythmic shape will work. In Ableton, warp the vocal carefully. If it's a full phrase, Complex Pro can be useful. If you want more grit and chop, Beats or Texture can give you a rougher, more haunted feel. You can also slice the phrase manually or map slices into a drum rack or simpler if you want to perform it like an instrument. Here's the coaching point. Don't overclean the vocal. Leave a bit of breath, a bit of tail, maybe even a little noise if it helps the vibe. In dubwise jungle, perfection can actually flatten the energy. A little imperfection makes it feel human. Now comes the response. This is where the machine answers the voice. Your response should not be a second melody. It should feel like a low mid, saturated reply. That could be the bass stab, a detuned synth hit, a resampled vocal texture, or even a warped noise stab treated like an instrument. The important thing is the rhythm. It needs to answer the vocal, not compete with it. A great starting point is a simple stab in wavetable, analog, or operator. Keep the note count low. One note can be enough if the timing and tone are right. Place the response slightly after the vocal phrase, or on the offbeat, so it feels like an answer rather than a clone. And this is a big one. When the vocal and the response hit at the same time, check your attack shapes. If both are too sharp, the result can feel thin instead of heavy. Sometimes the fix is not more volume, it's a slightly softer attack on one layer, and a little more body in the mids. Now saturate that response. This is where it starts to feel dubwise instead of clean and digital. On the response track, try a chain with EQ8, saturator, maybe drum bus, and an auto filter for movement. Use saturator with soft clip-on, and drive it enough that the hit gets thicker, but not so much that it turns fizzy and uncontrollable. A few dB of drive is often enough to start. If it needs more, push it, but always keep an ear on how it sits with the drums. Then shape it with filtering. Automate the cutoff so the response opens up and closes down across phrases. A darker call, a brighter answer. That contrast is a huge part of the jungle feeling. It makes the arrangement breathe. If you want extra weight, give the response its own low-end support, but keep it separate from the main body of the hit. In DNB, that separation is everything. Put the sub on its own track. Keep it mono. Let it appear only where the response really needs impact. Don't let the response riffone the whole sub range, or it'll fight the kick and blur the mix. A good rule is this. The response body lives in the low mid zone, and the true sub only shows up on the accent. That way the track hits hard without losing definition. Now let's get into the dub space, because this is where the atmosphere really opens up. Set up send returns for echo and reverb instead of drowning the source directly. That's the classic dub move. You want throws, not constant wash. The vocal should usually stay fairly present and dry. Then certain words or syllables get sent out into space. On echo, try sync times like 1/8, 1/4, or dotted 1/8 depending on how dense the phrase is. Keep feedback moderate, filter the repeats so they're not too bright, and add just a little modulation if you want that worn tape feel. On reverb, keep the decay long enough to create depth, but roll off the lows aggressively so the bottom stays clean. The big teacher note here is that delay throws should be intentional. Don't just make the whole vocal wet all the time. Automate the send on the last word of a phrase, or even on a single syllable. That's the kind of detail that makes it feel like a performance. A classic move is this. The vocal lands dry, the last word gets thrown into delay, and then the saturated response answers after that. That stagger creates tension and release. It gives the listener something to follow inside the chaos. Now make sure the mix is not fighting itself. If the response is muddy, carve out some low mids around 200 to 500 Hz. If the vocal is disappearing, don't just turn it up endlessly. Check the drums. Sometimes the better move is to reduce a little transient energy in the drums so the vocal can cut through naturally. In dense DNB, space reads as impact. Also, keep checking mono, especially the sub. The low end needs to stay solid and centered. If the stereo image sounds exciting, but the club weight disappears in mono, the whole section loses authority. At this point, the groove should start to feel conversational. The vocal calls, the response answers, the drums keep pushing, and the delay tails hang in the air like smoke. To make it feel even more alive, add some micro movement in the drums. Ghost notes, little snare pickups, tiny hat changes, break edits that open up around the call and tighten up under the response. You don't need huge fills. In fact, a small 2 or 3 hit pickup can be more effective than a busy fill. That's the jungle mindset again. Less can hit harder. You can also use automation on the break itself. Open the low cut slightly during the call, then close it down during the response. Or duplicate the break and process one copy more aggressively with saturation or erosion, then blend it low underneath. That adds texture without crowding the main groove. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is not just a loop. We want a section that feels like it's moving somewhere. Think in phrases. Bar 1 to 4, sparse and suggestive. Bars 5 to 8, the response starts leaning harder. Bars 9 to 12, more exposed vocal energy. Bars 13 to 16, full call and response, maybe with a bigger fill or a little tension lift into the next section. You can even change the response source every 4 bars. Maybe the first 4 bars use a synth stab, the next 4 use a resampled vocal texture, then a distorted bass hit, then a mixed layer answer. The call stays familiar, but the reply evolves. That keeps the motif recognizable without letting it go stale. And that's really the whole game here, consistency in the call, variation in the response. A few pro-level reminders before you wrap it up. Keep one clean version of the response and one more destroyed version. Alternate them by phrase if needed. Resample the response chain if it starts sounding better as audio than as MIDI. And if the groove feels crowded, reduce note density before you reduce effects. In DNB, more space often equals more weight. Also, don't be afraid of a slightly imperfect repeat. A dub system feel comes from little human irregularities. A delayed hit that leans a bit late. A repeat with a slightly different tone. Those tiny flaws are part of the character. So here's the core takeaway. Dubwise call and response works in drum and bass because it creates a clear dialogue inside a fast, dense groove. The vocal is short, rhythmic, and dry enough to cut through. The response is saturated, filtered, and controlled in the low end. Echo and reverb are used as throws, not constant wash. The drums leave room, the arrangement breathes, and the whole thing feels like a conversation between voice and machine. For your practice, try building an 8-bar exchange first. Put the call on bars 1, 3, 5, and 7. Put the response on bars 2, 4, 6, and 8. Add at least one delayed or filtered variation. Then resample the whole thing and listen back without touching anything. That final pass is important. It helps you hear whether the groove actually speaks on its own. Once that feels good, you can push it further into a full 12-bar or 16-bar section, swap response sounds every 4 bars, and start shaping it into a proper jungle atmosphere. All right, let's build that sound system conversation and make it heavy.